are here at Velocity on the floor of the Force Conference. Kind of as the day is wrapping up, we've been spending the day talking to some of our panelists and speakers and luminaries here at the Velocity Conference. We are closing out the day speaking to Frederick Golding. Fred, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
So there's obviously a lot going on in the industry and just the general landscape of the economy right now. There's a lot of news to watch out of Washington, you know, interest rates, fluctuations, you name it. There's a lot to keep track of. From your personal kind of corner of the world, what are the trends you're seeing that you're watching closely, and what are any headwinds that you're kind of confronting and trying to work through?
Well, being that I'm from Maryland, we are still seeing a lot of appreciation in our market. We're still seeing multiple offers when properties are priced aggressively or priced properly. Certainly, if it's overpriced, there's still a chance it's going to move.
Yeah.
At that price, just due to multiple offers and very low inventory.
Mm-hmm.
We have actually seen the inventory tick up just a bit. Not much,
okay.
Just a little bit. So our days on market is just a little bit longer than it was the previous quarter. But also at the same time, what I've been seeing just in the past couple of weeks is a lot more buyers coming out of the woodwork that have been waiting. And a lot of them been waiting for the prices to drop, and they're finally understanding that, okay, this is not happening.
Mm-hmm.
We are sick of renting.
Yeah.
Or we are sick of trying to make our current home work because we've outgrown it.
Yeah.
And I've just been telling my buyers and people that I meet and sellers that as a seller in this market, you are in the biggest equity position you've likely ever been while owning a home. Even though the interest rates are higher, you have so much equity to make your next home more affordable.
Yeah.
So utilize that. There's products out there to help you do that. If you don't want to do a bridge loan, fine, great. You're the seller. You're in control. You're holding a lot more cards now. You can get a rent back. We can negotiate on these things with the contract.
So it sounds like people are finally sort of coming to except that, like, this is kind of the norm for at least for the foreseeable future. And so it's time to move. Yeah, time to get moving. Well, looking back at the general state of things and also just kind of your career, is there any advice you would give to anybody that's trying to do what you do, whether from the business standpoint or just growing a career or diversifying income? What's some advice you would throw out there for people?
I would say, first and foremost, serve the client, not the property. I've been saying that for the past 2 days. And I've been speaking on this, honestly, now for 10 years. I've been doing this for 22 years now. For the past 10 years, serve your client, not the address. If it's one of my REO clients, then yeah, if they want to send me to the southern part of the state, they want to send me across the Chesapeake Bay to the Eastern Shore. Sure. No problem.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing over there. I got you. I can get over there and do the weekly inspections and all of it. It's fine. You can partner with other people to make that happen, too, if you're not available to get over there right away. So, you know, leverage.
Use
peers. Utilize other people in the industry. My favorite is a contractor. I visit every single property myself. I always do. I always will. But I also have a contractor that helps me out with the weekly property inspections when we have more assets to manage. And with that, he's a contractor, a licensed MHIC contractor in Maryland. And I know that if I send him, and I've known him for 20 years.
Yeah.
If I send him and there's something wrong, we can deal with it right away.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely network, build a group of trust with your peers. The other thing I would say is get comfortable with being uncomfortable. You're not going to grow from your comfort zone.
Right.
Get comfortable with being uncomfortable, whether it's real estate, you know, REO, whether it's regular real estate, retail stuff, working with first-time homebuyers, working with investors, or your own investment properties. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable because that's where you're going to grow. I had the opportunity to sell one of my rental properties. It was actually my very first home that I rehabbed and turned it into a rental when my now wife and I, you know, bought our next property. And it was a great house. Fantastic house. Loved that house. It also was personal. So that's the other thing, too. If it was your personal home, you have to put on a different hat if you're going to rent that property out. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
I was fortunate on that one. This isn't my only rental. It's not my first rental, but I was fortunate on that one that I had really good tenants, in that one. It came time to, I could sell this house, cash out on it, maybe learn another skill set, get into a different avenue, or just buy more rental properties with the proceeds. And I saw like, okay, let's see what vacation rental's like. Let's see what managing something like that is. I'm going to learn something that I don't know. So yeah, I got uncomfortable. I learned a lot.
Yeah,
I learned a lot really quickly that very first summer that I had that property. And now it's running like a smooth machine. So yeah, you know, don't be afraid that in that last session, one of the people up there said, scared money is no money. I liked that. That's a big takeaway I have that I'm getting out of this.
Yeah.
I like that. Scared money is no money. If you're afraid to get in the pool, you're never going to learn to swim.
Right.
You know? You got to use it. If you have it to use it, use it. If you don't have it, partner. Make it happen anyway. Something you really want to do, you're going to find a way.
Yeah. Well, mentioning the panels, I know you were on the rehab panel this afternoon. So could you talk a little bit about that one? What were some key takeaways or some great moments that were unexpected or that you enjoyed on that panel?
Jim is a riot. Jim is always a lot of fun to talk with and sit with. And yeah, I mean, it was definitely a good time.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely a good time. I know, you know, generally the three of us will kind of veer a little bit off topic. You give us
right.
Personal stories. And
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Keith, 30 doors that he has. He took his knowledge from engineering, from doing this for other people, to being a broker or being a real estate agent, still being an investor, helping himself. Real estate agents, we help people buy investments, build a portfolio. We should be doing more of this for ourselves. We're doing it for other people. You know, most real estate agents, we will work until the day we're in the ground. One of it, because it's who we are.
Yeah.
But also, I'm afraid that some folks aren't putting enough away for retirement. Whereas if you take the time to build a portfolio, you've got more of a cushion in the slow times, but also you've got more of a cushion when you want to slow it down in your later years. So you have the opportunity to do that. That was great hearing Keith's story on that. He is very creative. I like that too, where, you know, you see a distressed property. It was in his neighborhood. See a distressed property. Find out who's in charge at the city. Try to help them. If he's not going to be the one to buy it, he can help them get somebody else to do it and move that property along and help, you know, his whole community. He helped his neighborhood bring that property up. So, yeah, why not? There's nothing wrong with getting creative and be tenacious.
Yeah.
Find out who it is that has the answers or is in charge.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you must hit a lot of these conferences. This one we're kind of wrapping up now. So looking back on the last couple of days, what have been some real highlights or some success stories that have come out of this for you?
So I haven't been to Fort Worth since 2009.
Okay.
And last night, Jim and I went to the Stockyards. I had a fantastic bison steak. I think it was worth it to mention. It was wonderful. But yeah, just the networking with folks and hearing other people's stories and the takeaways and the time that the asset managers are giving to be on the panels as well. And what I like about Velocity is that it's more of an intimate setting. You can make a better connection with people. You have more time to be able to spend with people and sit down, whether it's in between, like they did in between sessions this time. I thought that was fantastic. It was a great idea. Or, you know, networking throughout the hotel, throughout the venue. But, you know, they're here sitting down, willing to have a conversation with you. And it's not just the asset managers and the people that are the decision makers. It's also your peers.
Yeah.
Now, I'm big on referrals. When the moratoriums happened in foreclosure, that way back the recession, Great Recession, having referrals is what kept the lights on for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was referrals from other agents, referrals from past clients, but referrals from everybody that you know, everyone you meet could potentially be another branch to your business that could help you. And at the same time, you're helping them too. So the people that I'm meeting here, you know, I could have a lead for them. I met somebody in California. Okay, I don't know a whole lot of people in California, but I might in the future.
Yeah.
You know, that's a possibility. I might in the future. Yeah. So, yeah, I know who to refer it to.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sharing your time and your thoughts with us. Frederick, do you have a website or LinkedIn or anything you want to throw out to us?
Yeah, absolutely. It's fredgolding.com.
Perfect.
That'll take you right there. My wife and I have a real estate team together. We're a GQ Home team, but we're rebranding as Golding Homes. So you'll see Golding Homes change, but right now it's still GQ Home Team on the website.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, and thank you, everybody, for watching.